The long-awaited Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide has begun public hearings. Evidence from veterans and their families will be the main focus of the first section of the wide-ranging inquiry being held in Brisbane. Commissioner Nick Caldas says the Royal Commission is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for lasting fundamental change to tackle the suicide crisis. Our reporter Rachel Mealy joins me now. Rachel, good afternoon. What is the Royal Commission looking at specifically?
Well, the Royal Commission was created by the federal government earlier this year, Sally, after a huge campaign from veterans and the families and friends of veterans who'd taken their own lives. Now, some of those family members have been fighting for decades to raise the alarm about the harm that's done to those who serve in our Defence Force and the at times inadequate support that's offered to them. Now, recent official data has revealed that more than 1,200 Australian Defence Force veterans and serving personnel have died by suicide since 2001. It's really quite a distressing number. When he announced the Royal Commission earlier this year, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said he hoped the Royal Commission would be a healing process, saying it would have a mandate to examine the systemic issues and any common themes and past deaths by suicide of Australian Defence Force members and veterans. Now, the Royal Commission since received more than 630 submissions, and it'll address a broad range of issues, including, of course, that issue of suicide. But it will also look at the culture of bullying, the treatment of women, the incidence of sexual and physical assault in the armed forces, protections for young service members, and the support that's given to veterans in transitioning back to civilian life. Now, today, the counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Kevin Connor SC, has outlined the structure of the first section of the Royal Commission, which will hear directly from veterans and their families. He says the purpose of this first section is to hear from witnesses with lived experience in the Australian Defence Force. He says it's really important to listen to the issues that support organisations are able to tell the Royal Commission about what they've encountered, as well as hearing from experienced psychiatrists and psychologists who care for these defence members and veterans. He says the overarching role of the commissioners is to listen with an open mind.
We've not formed any concluded view at this stage of what the issues are, let alone how they should be resolved. We recognise, of course, that there are many issues, and all of them are likely to be complex, challenging, and personal. To identify these issues, we're required to listen to many people, particularly the lived experience witnesses who come forward and tell the Commission their stories. From those stories, we are confident that we'll be able to identify systemic matters, issues of significance that the Royal Commission needs to explore it deeply.
That's Counsel Assisting the Royal Commission there, Kevin Connor, SC. And Rachel, how long will this inquiry go for?
Well, Sal, the commissioners have been asked to deliver an interim report by August next year, and they've been given that relatively short deadline in case they find any issues that require immediate action by government. They'll then hand a longer report to the government by June of 2023.
Rachel, thank you for that. That's our reporter, Rachel Mealy.